Y'all get ready.
Yes, you get ready.
Shout out to all my tea sippers out there. We are gathered here today to sip some tea, honey. So make sure you guys have your teacups ready because you already know this tea is what? Piping hot. Hey, you guys. I hope you guys are doing good. Happy Sunday evening. So I've been trying to get this video out all day. People have been asking me to do a video on this. So if you guys do not know, I had posted early on Instagram about the whole Jeannie Mai and Jeezy situation, honey. So as we all know, I believe they are officially engaged and they are due to be getting married soon. So, you know, Jeezy's on a high right now because he won the Versus battle, per everybody on social media. He won the battle, so he's going on his little media rounds. And so Lori L decided to ask him a question. She basically brought up the 2014 incident when Jeannie Mai was on The Real and she was bragging about how she loves white men, but she doesn't mind having, you know, some dark meat on the side, okay? So let me go ahead and refresh y'all's memory. Y'all go ahead and check this out.
You dated black guys.
Loved black guys, yeah. I did. But for me, dark meat on the side, white keeps me mean and lean, you know? That's why I married white men. That's what I like.
All right, so you guys just saw what Jeannie had to say. So like I said, that went viral back then and she got a lot of backlash for it. So Lori L decided to bring this up and she basically asked Jeezy, you know, how did you feel when you heard her say that? And so this was Jeezy's response. Y'all go ahead and check this out.
But did you hear, I've always wanted to ask you this. So there was a comment that she said on The Real a while ago and she basically said she likes her, what was it, lean and white meat, but then she likes her dark meat on the side. Did y'all ever talk about those comments that she made back in the day?
I'm going to check out how real she is.
Because you the entree now, FYI.
We're always the entree. But before we even started dating, we had that conversation.
Really?
You know, first thing, when we really talked, she sat me down. She said, listen, it was something that I said, and it might have got taken out of context, and I want you to listen to it in its entirety. And I did. And I think you guys do journalism. Mm-hmm. You guys do it every day. People can take what they want. You know what I'm saying? And I know her people. I know her family. I ain't never felt no sense of racism. She comes from the Bay.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
She eats chitlin.
Right. And she knows some real, like she knows E-40 better than me. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just think sometimes like people look for things in people, but at the same time, you got to know I'm a good judge of character and I'm not going to do nothing that's going to jeopardize my integrity. But she's so solid. That's one of the first conversations we had.
That's fine. Like,
you different.
All right. So y'all just heard what Jeezy had to say. So, you know, in my personal opinion, he's saying that Jeannie reached out to him. And basically when they went on their first date, Jeannie brought it up first, you know, showing that she's solid and, you know, she's willing to stand in her shit. And so she brought it up to him and basically stated that it got taken out of context. But my thing is, there's not really a lot of editing on live television, and I don't see how it got taken out of context. To me, that is how she felt in that moment. That is how she felt back in 2014. She had her white husband who was a prize to her family. And, you know, she still wanted to, you know, basically put out dog whistles. Like, in the event this shit don't work out, don't get it twisted. I'm a hood girl from the Bay, and I like me some damn black dick. That's really what she wanted to say, okay? But she tried to, you know, clean it up by saying she likes a side of dark meat. You know, and again, a lot of people took away from that is that, you know, that is her fetishizing black men because black men are so easily fetishized, just like Asian women. They are also fetishized as well. And so as an Asian woman, she should know better than that because there's a lot of sexual stereotypes attached to them. And many of those sexual stereotypes are flat out lies. You know, quite a few sexual stereotypes that are attached to black men are flat out lies, honey. Every black man is not hung like a damn donkey. So let's get rid of that damn stereotype, okay? And every Asian woman is not submissive. So there's certain stereotypes that are attached to people. So for her to get on a national platform and kind of basically, you know, low key reiterate that was insulting to a lot of people, you know, to black women and to black men in general. So I don't believe that it was taken out of context. I believe that that's how she really felt at the time. And I also feel like she was in an awkward space because it never seemed like her and her ex-husband, Freddie, I believe that was his name, you know, that they fell out of love with each other. And it was funny because after they got divorced, he was already in a new relationship. He had a baby on the way and everything else. So it seemed like because she wasn't willing to submit to him and give him a child, he was ready to move on. So they weren't as happy as she was trying to portray on the show. And so I believe that, you know, Jeezy, sorry to say it, is the rebound after her husband. But I believe that they started off as friends and then it matured into something. And now that they're together. And I think that's cool. You know what I'm saying? If that's who he wants to be with, that is his business. But let's not sit there and say that she was taken out of context. I feel like that's exactly what she meant. You know, and he's saying that he met her family. He's a good judge of character and her family's not racist. They're really down to earth. And that might be so. You know, people have the right to change, but Jeannie has put a lot of stuff out there about her family. Even stated at one point in time that she wasn't considered light-skinned by Asian standards, you know, and how her family has colorist tendencies and how they were so happy when she got with Freddie, because in certain cultures, it's always better to go white. It's always better to go lighter. It's also like that in the Latino community as well. It's always better to go lighter. You never want to go darker. So when she got with the acceptable husband, her family was super happy. So I'm sure the reason why her family's more accepting of Jeezy and willing to take him in and, you know, not seem racist is because he's a well-to-do black man. Like, let's talk about the elephant in the room. As she brought home the fry-cooked Tyrone or Rashid, you know, who's selling nickel bags on the block, her Asian family would have shut that shit down. They would not have accepted him. So, you know, certain families will accept black men if they are well-to-do. And that's just the truth of the matter. A lot of minority families like that tend to only want their daughters to either date other Asian men or white men. They never really want them to go black. And that is historical. This is not, you know, me just making this up. Historically, that's how it is in a lot of Asian and even some Latino households. And when it's a black man who's well-to-do, oh, they will make all types of exceptions. And all of a sudden, there's no more racism and colorism in our family. We accept you with open arms because you got an open damn checkbook, too. You know, so they will accept you with open arms. But I do feel like Jeezy's a very, very masculine man. You know, I don't feel like he's the type of man who would allow himself to be emasculated or who would allow himself to simply be a fetish for Jeannie. So I don't think that he doesn't give me that type of vibe. You know, some guys do, but I don't get that type of vibe from Jeezy. And probably because he knows, like, okay, if it doesn't work out with her, he can, you know, he's a famous rapper, you know, famous entertainer. He has lots of money. He can always replace Jeannie as well. So she knows that she also has to act accordingly because he's self-made as well. Another thing that kind of threw me off with this is when he says that, okay, she knows more about E-40. She's from the Bay Area. She knows more E-40 than he does. Big time, big time. 40 water. Sprinkle me, man. Sprinkle me, man. And so that just means that she knows so much about black culture. Now, while it's cool that she knows about, you know, hip hop, and it's cool that she knows E-40's music, that's not black culture, that's hip-hop culture. You know, I'd have been more impressed if he said that, you know, her being from the Bay Area, she can tell you everything that you need to know about the Black Panthers and how they got started and how they fought for, you know what I'm saying, to try and get black people their rights. I'd have been more impressed with that if he would have said that she could talk about the Black Panthers who started in that area, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to she knows every E-40 song. So obviously she's a part of black culture and she loves black people. Dee-nee-nee-nee-nee. Ha. That was my little soundtrack, you know what I'm saying, to the foolishness. So that part, that really didn't sit well with me. But, you know, at the end of the day, hey, people are allowed to date who they want to date. As long as it's genuine, okay, to me, I have no problem with it. And I feel like him and Jeannie, they make a good couple. I like them together. I feel like they have a genuine connection, you know, but let's not sit here and try to romanticize and act like, oh, she was taken out of context. Absolutely not. That was her mentality back in 2014. But again, we are all allowed to grow, change, and experience things. So I'm hoping that in 2020, that is no longer her mentality. And she understands that now that she's about to be a wife to a black man, that he's so much more than just a sexual fetish, that he's not only, you know, a warrior who will go to bat for her, but also a provider and a lover and a good man, you know, who's doing stuff for his community. So I hope, you know, with her being in this relationship, she sees the overall package of Jeezy and not just the damn package between his damn legs, okay? So anyways, y'all, let's go ahead and get the damn discussion popping. Let me know your thoughts on this crazy situation concerning Jeezy coming out trying to have his fiance's back. You know what I'm saying? But I think it kind of fell flat. You know, I don't think he really thought it all the way through. I found, you know, some things that were kind of wrong with what he was saying, but whatever. They're together. They're a couple. I'm happy for them. They both seem really happy. Let me know you guys' thoughts. How do you guys feel about the situation? Do you feel like Jeannie has changed? Do you feel like, you know, she was wrong for saying that and she needs to, you know, thoroughly apologize? Or do you feel like this is OT? We need to move the hell on. So let me know your thoughts. Make sure you guys hit that subscribe button. Don't forget to thumbs up the video. Make sure you guys share the video. And last but not least, don't forget to hit that notification bell so that we can be down with the notification squad, honey. I'll talk to you guys later. Deuces.